I feel like as an artist, I'm like, I get that through my paintbrush. Some people get it through being on stage. Some people get it through, you know, their own types of music or whatever. But I think the ability to express and to create and to make the art of their own life is, it's the closest thing that we have to whatever we feel enlightenment is.
Beautiful soul family, and welcome to Elevated Community Podcast, where we dive deep into our souls to find what elevates us. This deep dive includes interviews with powerfully potent individuals who help aid in the elevation of the collective consciousness. I am your host, Mackenzie Moore, and my intention in sharing this journey with you is to provide tools, resources, and information on how you can expand your own consciousness, as well as providing you a community to where you can feel less alone. Wow, what a journey the last few weeks have been. For real. Wow, I can't believe it has already been 3 weeks since episode 2 with my partner, Joe. And a lot has happened in the last 3 weeks. A lot has been really coming up for me, and I had kind of intended for this episode to actually come out last Sunday, but as you all know, we are cyclical beings, and everything is always changing, and things are definitely always coming to the surface. So definitely allowing myself the time and the space to really feel what has been coming up for me, and a lot of that has been just kind of getting back into my moon cycle. So this is me giving myself permission to just be fully vulnerable here in this space, because I trust you all. But I have decided to stop taking hormonal birth control and get back into my body and my natural rhythms and cycles to connect with myself on a deeper level, to connect with the moon, lunar energy, and just the cyclical nature of being a human and what that really feels like to be a woman and to embody all of these natural rhythms that we have had for like thousands of years, and really just trying to overcome a lot of the societal shame surrounding my period and just everything that I've been programmed to believe about having a period and bleeding. And that is just, you know, a lot to really take in, and just kind of getting back into the hormone fluctuations, and just things are like really changing in my body. So it's been a rough few weeks, to be completely honest. I'm just, it's a big step for me to be able to just like put that out there and just be completely raw and honest and just human, because we're not always gonna be on these crazy highs all the time. Like with those highs, there comes really deep lows, and I just believe that is all about what being human is like. And yeah, it's a lot. So I thank you for continuing to support this journey of mine and taking the time to listen to these stories and these experiences and interviews. And I'm just ever eternally grateful, and I feel like I can't express this enough every episode. So just thank you for showing up today, and thank you for sharing the space with me. And I am really excited to dive into this episode with Kirsty Connan. So before we get deep into this episode, I just want to give a shout out to my most recent Patreon supporter, Pretney Brown. Shout out to you, Pretney. Thank you so much. I am deeply grateful from the bottom of my soul, and I really look forward in sharing this journey with you. And if anyone else feels called to check out my Patreon at patreon.com/elevatedcommunity. There are a couple of giveaways currently going on, which I will get a little bit more into in a second here. So I just want to acknowledge Pretney and just know that this podcast and just this journey would really not be possible without you guys. So each and every one of you who are listening, whenever you're listening, at whatever time, wherever you are, like, just know that this really wouldn't be possible without you guys, and I love you. So this interview that you're going to be listening to today is with artist Kirsty Connan, and she is the beautiful soul who I collaborated with for the album art for this podcast. So Kirsty was born in New York. She has used artwork as a way to dance through the mysteriousness of life from a young age. Kirsty's passion has led her to pursue a life of creation and imagination. She shows utmost dedication in dissolving the stigma of artists and remains to hold art and creativity to be the highest form of consciousness. She believes painting is a tool for self-awareness, serving as a catalyst for awakening. She has obtained a bachelor's degree in studio art and psychology, aiming to contribute to the revolution of art therapy and art education. In the summer of 2019, she began on her path of becoming a full-time artist, spreading her artwork throughout the East Coast in efforts to make an impact on everyone she met. She has sold her artwork at local charity events, sidewalk sales, craft fairs, and festivals. In addition, she has live painted at festivals such as Resonance, Camp Bisco, Disc Jam, Yonderville, and Bonnaroo, just to name a few. And she has also live painted for Ott, Zebler and Conti Experience, and Tipper. As a live painter, Kirsty serves to be a portal of imagination, spreading light on a more whimsical, intuitive, and creative perspective of thinking. Through her own transformation, she takes responsibility in keeping the inner child alive and keeping us conscious of our infinite potential. So that is a little biography of Kirsty that can be found on her website. So if you want to learn more information, you can go to kirstyconanart.com. All right, so let's talk about some key points addressed in this episode. In the beginning, I gave a little backstory of how Kirsty and I actually met and why I was particularly drawn to her and choosing an artist to collaborate with for this podcast. Kirsty shares her story and how she felt the call to become an artist, as art was a creative outlet that was always there for her. We talk about how she overcame her own self-criticism to follow her dream, and her experience now living in Denver, how festivals have been influential within her art and her own self-expression, and her philosophy of art and creativity. We talk about the dance between both the light and dark energies when creating art, how she kind of feels whenever her art might be complete, and what she is currently working towards. So those are just a few of the main points that are addressed in this episode, and I'm super excited to share it with you. We are also doing a Patreon giveaway for this episode, which is going to be some free stickers from her original paintings, Cosmic Strength, which is like the really beautiful lion, and another one of her paintings titled Journey into the Eye of an Artist. I will be picking one winner randomly on July 1st. So if you want to learn more information or check out the Patreon giveaway, you can visit patreon.com/elevatedcommunity. This giveaway is open to the public, so that means anyone can enter. You don't have to be a patron, although if you do feel the call, it's only $2 a month, and you can find more information at that link. And we also have the tea tree oil giveaway still open. And that one I will be picking a winner on June 1st. So, well, depending on if anybody enters. Since I'm like new-ish to the podcast, Patreon world, if I have to extend it, I will. It's just a matter of getting this out into the world, which I am not the greatest marketer. So, and I definitely feel like it's one of those things that is self-selecting in a way. So, just remember, if you feel called to subscribe, rate, and review, I always appreciate it. And if you want to share it with a friend, it will definitely help get the word out into the world. And any links that are mentioned in this episode will always be in the show notes. And as always, I am sending you all my love during this time. It has been very emotionally intense, and just know that you're not alone. If you ever need somebody to talk to, please feel free to reach out. Make sure you're checking in on your loved ones, your friends, taking care of each other. It's really, really intense times right now. So I seriously mean that. If you ever are just feeling down or you need somebody to talk to, please don't hesitate to reach out and just check on those that you love. Please. All right. I am done blabbering. I hope you enjoy this episode. And I got some juicy things coming your way, so stay tuned. Much love. Before we kind of like get deep into this, I just want to invite us both to maybe check in with ourselves and just like take a moment to close our eyes and check in with our breath. And if it helps to just maybe like visualize your brain kind of taking an elevator down your spine, all the way to the base of your spine. And just like really allowing ourselves and giving ourselves permission to kind of unzip our human suit for a moment and just speak and be with our heart space. I'd also like to call upon our well ancestors, any of our spirit guides, our divine guidance team, the plants, the animals, all the elements of the earth to just really hold us in this space and allow us to speak from a place of truth that can be resonant for the entire collective. So with that, I just really want to thank you for taking the time to share the space with me today, and I'm really grateful to have you.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
So before we kind of like get deep into your story, I would kind of like to just do a brief little background into the, like how we met. So we kind of just like stumbled upon each other's paths at Yonderville, and you were totally fish fam, and you had some really fucking heady artwork that I was like super resonant with, and I have it in my living room, just FYI. And I just like really dug your energy and I dig your artwork. And I ended up following you on Facebook and Instagram. And one thing that like really kind of stood out to me about you was that like you're very consistent in like putting out content and always like coming up with new ideas. And like I saw that you were like making tapestries and like I think I even saw something for like a puzzle. So just like really creating new shit and kind of thinking outside the box. And also like one thing that I noticed is that you tend to give back to the community, whether you're like auctioning off a painting or just being of service to your community. So that's really like something that drew me towards you and choosing an artist to collaborate with for the podcast album art. So I just want to say thank you, and I see you, and I'm really grateful to have had you co-create this thing with me.
Yeah.
So
Thank you so much for having me too. I'm really excited to do this, and I think it's an amazing platform to kind of give the message out, because at the end of the day, we're all communicating something. So I feel like having a platform, like for me, a canvas, or for you, like a microphone and a podcast, definitely will heal the same souls. It will get our message across, just a different mode of communication.
yes.
I'm excited to kind of share in another way.
Yeah. So is this your first podcast?
Yeah, this is my first one.
Okay. So this is like my first-ish interview, like real interview. So yeah, just like bear with me. It's gonna go some places, but we're just gonna go with it however it comes and flows. So if you would like to like just give us and give me like a brief kind of insight into like how you got started on this path.
So I guess I've been making art my whole life, making art of different forms. I've been like a classical musician for a really long time in my like early ages, and I was like really, really, really into doing violin stuff, but that I really couldn't get into a flow as much as I could once I started painting. So of course there were just times where I felt like I was always just drawn to painting. It just came to me. It felt most easiest. And then throughout my own kind of stages of growth and stuff, there was a lot of little moments of like extreme feeling where I felt things so deeply in, you know, stages of depression or anxiety or, you know, any type of dark night that I'm like facing, and, you know, lots of states of confusion. I feel like art was always there for me. And I'd always kind of denied myself to be an artist because of, you know, societal kind of ideas of what an artist is and what it means to be an artist and like the legitimacy of the career. But I just like I felt it in my heart, and it's been a really, really, really you know, it's not been the easiest path, but there's been lots of learning and growth, and it's been all about kind of shaping my career into what I actually want it to be. I kind of let go of a lot of my old belief patterns with my own denial of myself as an artist. So I've kind of jumped fully into the art because of the healing that I got from it, and my healing has shaped my path. And ultimately, I'm feeling like I said a minute ago, this is a major way for me to communicate a lot of things that I feel like could change things in the world. So I want to make it to be the biggest part of my life as possible, because I have felt the call, and it feels like a portal in a way when I step in front of a canvas. So I was able to really, really dive deep in my own creative self and my own like love and my own heart throughout my art, and I want other people to feel that. So that's kind of where I come from. I have been using this platform of live painting recently in the past few years to kind of shape this a little bit further and get me into more of a, you know, mindset that this is my career base. So I've been learning a lot of steps of like professionalism and all sorts of ways to market myself and make this like the biggest part. Like ultimately my goal is that I want this to be the biggest part of my life. I don't want this to be a side job or anything. I feel I'm an artist by heart, and I'd like to honor that. So
Wow, dude. So yeah, mad respect for you for following that path and trusting your intuition. That's definitely something that I have been learning myself is like any sort of internal like resistance that we feel, like using that as like the compass to like step into that thing and follow that thing, like no matter how fucking scary it seems. So you answered one of my questions that I had, and that was if you ever had experienced any like societal shame or programming in your pursuit to be an artist, because it's definitely like, it's scary. It's a leap of faith, you know?
It's a leap of faith. I think the scary part is the uncertainty, and we live in a society where everybody is very, very certain in their ways. And we can clearly see this with coronavirus happening right now. Not that I want to bring that up in any way, but people are, you know, like struggling for meaning and struggling for purpose or whatever, but they're lacking the ability that to know that, you know, really diving into the uncertainty of everything and shaping and creating our own path is going to be what gets us out of this loophole. So I feel like there's always going to be societal shame, because we live on a planet where there's so many different perspectives. How can we find one truth?
Yeah. So was there anything in particular that like really helped you kind of like lean into the resistance a bit? Like, even though you were like, I'm sure like very nervous and uncertain, like, is there anything that like, or was it just like this really strong inkling of this feeling inside of you that was like, I have to do this? Are there any tools that helped you along the way?
I could say some things that were not tools, which led me to realizing this, which is, I don't know, I feel like I was in denial of my own self for a while. So what was stopping me was societal programming, like you said, and also my own self and my own conditioning. I grew up in like a relatively, you know, well, I lived in New York. I lived in an area where there was like a lot of community-based families, small families, and everybody was very cookie cutter, and it was very well put together. There was not much like crime going on, so I lived in a bubble, if you will, and everybody had their own mentality. And my parents were I'm the only child, so it was a situation where I like only was relying on what they thought I should be doing. So I was very reliant on what my parents thought of me, and they're both pretty successful people. So being in the middle of that, I was like, what does it mean to be myself? So lived in like a really small town too. So there's a lot of factors, but a lot of my experience shaped it. I mean, I ended up really just feeling the call for adventure early on. So I was always had that kind of in my blood. I'd like go to festivals before other people did, and I'd go like do things before other people did, and go and like be independent in the city. And I always knew that that's what I wanted. So it was like a matter of making the balance.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely. I honor you for following your path and like staying true to it, despite the uncertainty and the fear, and like, it's real shit, and it's very inspiring. And so you just recently moved to Denver. So I'm very curious, like, how that is treating you, because that place is a fucking creative portal.
Yeah, entirely. I mean, okay, so I've been here about 4 months, but 3 months of it being open. And it was like really awesome. I've been able to be here. I've been able to connect with a lot of artists who take the call of an artist to be a little bit more serious. So I've been around a lot more professionalism than I found on the East Coast, and a lot more people that really, really felt it strong, and a lot of people who are on my wavelength of passion, I guess. So it's been really relieving to kind of find my people here. And it's been cool. I started live painting at a few different venues, and it was a really good time. And now I'm kind of just learning about, you know, the nature, because I don't have gigs or anything at the moment. So I've been going outside and doing, you know, hiking and stuff. So it's been really cool. You can feel the creative energy out here. You can feel it the second you land.
Yes, definitely. I totally agree. And so since you're not like able to do any like live events right now and stuff, you are like doing live events on your Facebook, right? Like virtually.
Yeah, I've been hosting my own paint and sips. I call them paint and streams. And yeah, just allowing people the space to kind of start creating from a place of isolation, no matter what it is. Like, I feel as if it was I want to hold a little bit of space for people to go into that portal and just let go, I guess, into it. And yeah, I mean, it's been interesting. It's been cool. I'm like very much an extrovert, but I have been holding space for people because I want them to like be able to paint. It makes me so happy that I'm walking down the like Walmart aisles and I see all the paint is like sold out, because it means like everybody's out there making art.
Yeah. So speaking of, you had mentioned festivals earlier. I was very obviously drawn to your artwork because it is very psychedelic and vibrant. And I met you at a festival. So I was going to ask, like, how influential have festivals been in your life? And what was your first festie?
Oh my God. Okay. So yeah, I mean, festivals are where it all began. It's the building blocks of me finding my own self-confidence, not even in the art, even dating back before I brought my art to festivals, because I've only been sharing my art for like 3 years online. But the
Wow.
festivals have been awesome. They're basically been a portal of transformation for myself. And yeah, I mean, I just there it's a really nice place because everybody's kind of on this wavelength of just like connecting as a collective under one commonality of either music, art, yoga. They're all forms of expression. So that's kind of how I feel. I'm able to express myself at the fullest extent without an ego, without worrying what other people will think when I'm at a festival, which is really good for me to be bringing my art, because it's something that I feel so strongly about and feel so passionate about and feel so expressive about. So festivals definitely seal the deal for me in terms of like I would leave a festival sometimes for my first few gigs that I was live painting at, and I would leave the festival and just feel such an element of fulfillment, because I felt like there were people that just came up to me, and hearing people looking at me while I'm painting being like, "You just make me want to go home and paint. Like, I wish I could paint." Like, there's times where people come up to me while I'm live painting. I give them a paintbrush. I'm like, paint. Like, we all need to paint, you know? So
Yes.
it's been really rewarding to feel like I have some people that I'm kind of like leeching on to my, not leeching is a bad word, but like kind of like snowballing onto my form of like art. I feel like I have a few people that I met at festivals over the past few years that will send me like, "Oh, I did this painting. It looks like yours. I wanted to show you." And like, I'm not gonna take offense to that. Like, it's fucking cool that you can just go make art because you saw like some random person painting in mud, you know? Like,
Yeah, dude.
that's like all I am. Like, I don't even like, but yeah. And my first festival was Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza. Where is that one?
It's in Chicago.
Chicago. Dang.
Yeah.
Okay, who did you see there?
Arctic Monkeys, Lorde, 1975, Walk the Moon.
Okay, so that's
Like,
like a variety of like different kinds of things.
it's like a giant festival, but it wasn't my like for my first hippie festival was Dome Fest.
Dome Fest. Oh, so that's in like Southern PA, right?
It's
Like
actually at
pigeons.
Marvin it's actually at Marvin's Mountaintop.
It was like a pigeons festival, right?
Yeah, but it's where Yonderville was.
Oh, wow. Damn. Dude, yeah, that event was interesting.
Oh yeah, well, there was just a lot of wrong things about
Yeah,
it.
definitely.
I
Yeah.
have hope for the future. Maybe
I
this
know.
year off will
Yeah,
allow people.
that lineup was incredible, and it was just, yeah, definitely they're figuring some things out. Definitely a startup. But
It was fun though. It was
yeah,
really,
it
it
was
really
so
was
much
fun.
fun. Yeah. Rain and fucking thunderstorms and all.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if you could expand on your philosophy of art if you have one.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say art is everything. Art is the portal into just like deeper into ourselves, for me at least, and I'm not talking about painting. I'm talking about any form of expression or creativity. I think art should be translated maybe in that question to be creativity, because I definitely have philosophies about it, but I also want to like mention that there's art in making a small business. Like there's art in like creating like an, like, I don't know, like a classroom, like if you're a elementary school class, like teacher, they can be like, I just think that the ability to express ourselves is our way out of this kind of daunting, ever like failing, not failing, but like this kind of like dual state of like ego, like we're on planet Earth. And I feel like allowing ourselves to express will transcend us a little bit further. So I feel like as an artist, I'm like, I get that through my paintbrush. Some people get it through being on stage. Some people get it through, you know, their own types of music or whatever. But I think the ability to express and to create and to make the art of their own life is, it's the closest thing that we have to whatever we feel enlightenment is. So I feel like, I don't know, I use it to express and I use it to connect with myself. And I think that throughout art and throughout creativity and expression and reaching this higher form will bring us closer to ourselves. And then once we're close to ourselves, we're allowing ourselves to love everyone else. And that's the point of everything, right?
Yeah. So. Mic drop. Yeah, I know you said it for me.
I don't know.
So like,
art's important.
Yeah, it's definitely like, because I feel like we are all creators and we just like, some people maybe just don't know it yet, but like it took me a while to kind of like strip away the, I guess it was like almost like a programming of like, I'm not creative and I'm like, I can't be as powerful as like this God like thing that is like, I thought that it was always like outside of me. And it's not until like the last like few years that I've actually like, yeah, like really felt like we are all creators. We are all like fractals of this one, like, and really just like believing in myself a lot more and just like really honoring everybody's individual creativity in whatever form that it chooses to kind of channel through.
Yeah, entirely. I mean, at like, we're creating our life, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like we're just, from day one, like we don't realize we have the power because our ego comes at a very young age. But once this like form of like a restriction bubble gets popped, you realize that you do have the power to do things and yeah. to make the changes that you want. Maybe not in the world, but in yourself, most definitely. And then, yeah. like you said, fractalize into the world.
Yeah, then it's just like a ripple effect and it gives more and more people permission to like also do the same and live their truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I made a note here that I want to refer to because I found it very interesting and it's something that I like really haven't ever thought of, but I have seen in one of Alex Gray's painting. I can't remember which one it is, but so in reference to, so I listened to this podcast called The Positive Head and the host was interviewing Amanda Sage and Vajra and they were talking about how whenever they're painting, they're like kind of dancing with like the both light and dark energies and that like they kind of surrender to it in a way that they become like a vessel for like this message to come through that's kind of like maybe not, I don't want to say outside of themselves, but like definitely like within themselves, but that's like kind of transmuting and translating into like a message for the collective potentially. And they kind of made it seem like it's possible to even process like certain childhood traumas by like going into those spaces and like this dance with like the light and the dark energy. So I was just curious if this is something that you've ever experienced like yourself.
You mean like throughout my art?
Yeah, or? Totally. Like when you're in that space.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely dancing between light and dark and understanding like letting go with also having self-criticism, and it's that duality of like abstract versus like very, very, you know, like subjective. So I feel like sometimes I need to use different parts of my brain, you know, for this thing. And like, I get a lot of healing through doing an anatomical work, because I'm meditating on a feeling. When I'm painting a figure or a face, I'm meditating on a feeling. And like, some of those feelings are not good feelings. So yeah, it is a bit of a light and dark in terms of what I'm making and in terms of how I feel about it. So there'll be pieces that I do that I'm really excited about, and I'm really, really like pumped to show the world. And I'm so like, and then there's pieces that I'm just like, this one is just like not up to my standards at all. And I can't be dwelling on the fact that maybe, you know, I haven't sold a painting in a really long time, or maybe I don't like this painting that I did. Like, I can't be dwelling on any form of like negative, you know, you gotta, like you said, kind of dance into the light. And you can't be basking in the light either by saying, this is the best painting I've ever done, it's better than Mona Lisa, this is like the best painting, I'm gonna charge $5,000,000 for it, you know? So it entirely is, it's just about finding balance.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very interesting. So that kind of,
I've also listened to that podcast.
Really?
Yeah, I listen to all positive hopes.
Yes, dude, it's so good. It's so good. So that kind of like leads me into, how do you know when a piece of art is complete? Is it just something that you like feel?
Kind of, yeah. I don't really have a concrete answer for that, because there's some people that have this idea that art is never complete. But I feel like in my art, like, I don't know, I just like, I have it a certain way. And once I feel like I add one, okay, so I'll tell you when I feel like it's complete. I, in all my paintings, add little white little stars. I call them like little like energy, like I add stars. And before, they're kind of like sprinkles too. You can think of them as like sprinkles or also stars. So when I feel a piece is done is when those stars go on. Like if you look at any of my art, you'll see like little like white dots. They just make it look so much more complete than without the white dots. You'll see exactly what I mean if you look at my art. So wow. I don't know, but yeah, it is for the most part a feeling. I have a piece that's like almost done, but I look at it all the time and I feel like it's just beginning, you know? So there's definitely pieces that don't ever have an end. But yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm faced at the sprinkle stars. Like that literally made my entire day.
That's Wait, just... you know what I'm talking about though? Well, look at my art and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's great. It's like very unique. I love it.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody likes my sprinkles.
Yeah, no, if it were me, like, so I'm not like a painter per se, but like I'm just very OCD. So like I feel like if it were me, I would just like probably never be done. Like I would have a hard time kind of like navigating when I should stop, and like I would probably just be like really self-critical and just like, but I guess that's like something that's nice about it, is that you can kind of layer, and then that you can just like, if you don't like a part of it or something, you can just like kind of layer over it, which is cool. There's like,
oh yeah,
kind of these
you can paint over anything you don't like.
Yeah, kind of these never ending ways of just trying to make it what you're trying to make it. So is there anything that you are currently working on, like a new piece or anything that you're working towards in the future that can be just kind of general, open?
I'm always working on art. I have like 30 works in progress literally like all throughout my room right now. But I, for the most part, like I'm really just working on putting together my own like tarot card deck. That's pretty cool. That I want to do, but I just haven't been putting out art specifically with that intention yet. I mean, it's coming for sure, but there's just a lot of things I have to think about. So that's been a goal of mine. I want to do like more so inspiration cards, not like tarot deck, but I want to do like a oracle deck. And I want to, you know, work towards more products on my site once everything is sorted out with some companies I've been working with, like for my, like merchandise. I'm gonna have like journals and a bunch of like headbands and all sorts of small little things that people can feel like they can have some piece of art or something within their own life every day.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that and definitely supporting that.
I'm also always working towards making my art just physically better. So I've been studying a lot of different types of painting techniques. And once the world opens up again, I'm going to be starting to do studying with a few different artists around here in Denver. So I'm excited.
Nice. Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying whenever we first started, is that like you're definitely always coming up with like new ideas and like things to create, which is very inspiring, and I don't see a lot of people doing that, so that's like definitely something that stands out to me about you.
Gotta keep them on the toes.
Yeah.
I just like, this is just what I do. Like, this is just like, I don't really do, I feel as if like I'm not doing it like for other people, really. A goal of mine is for other people to be touched and inspired and willing to create after either seeing my work or meeting me or hearing me talk or anything. Like, I'd love for people to, you know, snowball onto that, like I said, but at the end of the day, like, this is just, I do it because I feel good and I want others to feel good, but I don't need that for my own validation because I'm gonna paint forever, so.
Right, yeah. Totally. Are there any events, or I guess not events, but like the online paint and sip, or like anything that you're planning on doing in the near future?
So I don't think I have any paint and sips scheduled for right now. I'm kind of taking a break on that. But I will be painting at, I paint live oftentimes on my Facebook and my Instagram just for myself, but for any live streams, I think the next one that I have is on May 10th. It's called Quarantunes. And that is through Neptune Artworks back in New York. But other than that, I mean, I'm just doing things my own kind of way right now. Like, I don't have many other, you know, gigs lined up. Sonic Bloom out here in Colorado has not been canceled yet. Hopefully, I think it's going to get canceled. But if it doesn't get canceled, I'll be painting at that.
Yeah, totally. We had tickets to go see Fish, and we're just like, it hasn't gotten canceled yet, but I have like a very deep feeling that it's going to.
Yeah, just bank on it being canceled so that when it's not canceled, you're happier about it.
Yeah, well, and it's totally fine because, you know, sometimes you just drop a fuck ton of money on Fish tickets and like don't really think about it until like a week later and you're like, why did I just do that?
You mean every New Year's run for the past few years?
Yeah, dude, like hundreds of dollars later, like, oh my God, what was I thinking?
It's fuck. Right, but they played the same 10 songs, but better, Dad. Nobody, just kidding. They have like such an amazing, they have so many more songs than 10.
How long have you been listening to Fish?
My first show was in 2017, which is not that long ago.
Same.
I just got obsessed with them really quick. And I don't know. I guess I don't really even really, I guess I listened to them. When I got their new album came out recently. Mm-hmm. I listened to Sigma Oasis.
Yeah. I didn't, like, I had kind of listened to them before and was just like, not really about it. But then I got kind of drug into a show and I was just like, oh, this is definitely an experience.
When you see them live, it's a whole nother ballpark for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I totally, like, had never really been turned on to, like, the jam scene and like just it all being kind of this improv like creative fucking flow that they get into. It's insane.
Yeah. It's cool.
Is there anything else before, so I have like these like rapid fire questions that I want to ask like all the guests that come on, but they don't have to be like super rapid, but is there anything else that you would like to share or tell the listeners to keep in mind?
I don't know.
We could go deeper into if you feel called.
I don't know. I feel like I just paint and see how it feels. That's all I have to say. And then, yeah, I mean, if you guys want to, you know, follow me or see more of my work, my Instagram is at Kirstie, KIRSTIE period, Conan, CONNON period art. And then Facebook page is just artwork of Kirstie Khan, and facebook.com/KirstieKhanArt. That's usually where I go. I have a Patreon that I'm getting set up in the meantime. You know, that's kind of a work in progress. But Instagram and Facebook, and then my website, just KirstieKhanArt.com. So yeah, Word. That's kind of where you can find me.
Yeah, so I will ask you these last few questions before we close out here. Okay. And the first one is, are you an early bird or a night owl?
Night owl. I go to sleep at 7 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
I pay.
Yeah. Yeah, that tends to be kind of me, too. Like, I feel a lot of, like, more creative spurts of energy at nighttime.
Yeah.
What is currently elevating you in the season of your life?
Going outside and painting in the mountains. I'm like new to Colorado, so it's been nice to go out in the mountains and see the nature and feel the inspiration of a brand new place.
Do you have any like spots that are like particularly kind of maybe a spot that you haven't seen before that you just saw recently that you're like really vibing with? In the mountains or just...
There was this glacier that I went to the other day, St. Mary's Glacier. It was really good. It was just like really high up in the mountains, and I get really sensitive to altitude. There's like 10, 12, I think it must have been like 12,000 feet up, and we're at like a 5,000 now. It's wild up there. But yeah, I really like St. Mary's Glacier. I've been kind of just feeling out like random spots, I guess, just to kind of get into new, I don't know, just learning about everything. Mm-hmm. So,
I totally didn't know that there was a glacier in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, there's glaciers.
Holy shit. Damn, so I'm going to make a note of that so next time I go there. Let's see. The third question I have is, if there was one message you could share with the collective, what would that be?
Just make art.
Yas. Make all the art. Are there any plants that you feel particularly drawn to?
Plants?
Yeah, plants.
Did you say plants?
Plants.
Plants. I like succulents a lot. I like cactuses and succulents. I'm not really, I'm a bad plant mom, but the succulents are easy to take care of.
Yeah, that is very true. And so the last question I have is, do you know, well, if you know, your sun sign, rising sign, moon sign?
I am a Pisces sun, Pisces rising, Leo moon, and Pisces Venus.
Dang.
That's my get up. I'm a lot of Pisces.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm super like new into the astrology world, but I'm like really inspired to like
learn more. What's your signs?
I am a Taurus sun, Gemini rising, and Virgo moon. My birthday is actually tomorrow.
Oh, happy almost birthday. I feel you with the quarantine birthdays. My birthday was during quarantine. Just go out and smell the roses.
I know. Luckily, Bay is making me some pork tonkatsu ramen, so hopefully it turns out good. We're going to try to make, like, a decent dessert with the shit that we have. Hopefully it turns out okay.
Yeah.
But, I guess that kind of covers it all.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I had a really good time.
Yeah, me too. And you put out your shout out, your Instagram handle. You got the event coming up on May 10th. That'll be on Facebook.
Yes.
Cool. So
I think it's on Twitch, but I don't know. Oh, it's I'll on keep Twitch. You, I cool. think it's, I don't remember, yeah. but yeah.
I have a little note here so that I can put it in the show notes. And yeah, I really appreciate you for taking the time out of your day to share this space with me.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
All right, much love.
Much love to you too. See you later. Bye.
Thank you.